first verse. So so I'm Chrissy Reinier. I was actually just married. I'm still getting used to that. So I oversee community assimilation here at our church. And if you're not familiar with that, it's basically anything that has to do with food. That's what we're part of. Anything from the rally day luncheons like today, Christmas luncheon, and we also help do the coffee that you see when you first come in. Our goal is to just really seek out and encourage fellowship in the community inside and outside of the church. Our committee, it's small, but I consider them my well-oiled machine. They're the hardest group of workers, and I'm really blessed to have them on my crew. I have Denny, Weave, Laura, and Jolene, and they really pick me up where maybe I lack or don't nearly have the strength that I would need for something. What I think is particularly cool about this position is how I can see community throughout the role as I serve. When I come in the morning, Denny and Roy are always here to greet me. They help set up the table. Bruce is in the back during church. He'll come and help me clean up the coffee. I have the Gandinis and Abiel who also jump in if I can't be here to help in the kitchen. And then there's different processes within the committee, like the budget, that Kristen will step in and help me with where I lack. And just what I wanted to really say today is that I've gone to this church my whole life, and I really love it here. And I love it because all of you, and just how you've all just played a great part in my life. This is a really cool committee to be a part of and to oversee because of the community aspects and how I get to interact with all of you guys, mainly over food, but just the part that I have to play in that. I do want to say that I feel like I'm an example of how God qualifies the unqualified. I'm not a natural-born leader. I don't like to make decisions. I don't like to delegate. I forget dates a lot. Sometimes I just really wonder how I was picked to do this. And it's just been really cool to see how you can trust in God and how he helps you with those situations, and he really works to wherever he places you. I say that today to be encouraging to you guys. I encourage you guys to see what we have here as you listen to the other speakers, and I encourage you to just see where else your heart leads, if it can be anything else within the church or even outside of the church. I encourage you to stay open to opportunities and seek God in anything that comes your way, even if something arises and it sounds crazy and it's something that you don't think you could ever do. You're probably being asked for a reason, which is how I felt. Something that I do want to ask you guys today is that you can pray for us, the group of leadership. These people that are up here, they're really awesome, and they do a great job. And I ask that you just pray that we're encouraged as we continue to lead you guys and also seek out what God wants us to do here at the church. And also just pray for Kelly as she leads us as leaders. She's really amazing, and she does a great job, and it's really great to work with everybody here. So please pray for us, and if you're interested in community assimilation, if you want to make coffee with me, make some food, come hang out, awesome, let me know. If you want to do anything that anybody up here talks about today, let us know. If you have a new idea that we don't even have here yet that's on your heart, let us know. We'd love to hear about it. So thank you. Come to me with any questions, and I'm actually going to go back to the kitchen and keep cooking lunch for you guys. So thank you.
At Ministry Council Retreat this past weekend, one of the things we discussed was our passions, the things or people or places or experiences that we encounter in daily life that make our hearts beat faster. And one of my passions, in addition to good-tasting food, is watching the light bulb come on as people are studying and learning. And this is the key reason why I've been involved in discipleship for over 40 years. Sunday school teacher, small group leader, one-on-one discipler, trainer, youth and children's ministry, teacher development, and currently I serve as the chair of our discipleship commission. Now, Jesus launched the church with a mission. He said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That go and make disciples and teach them, well, that is what we're to be about as the church. And our discipleship commission exists to provide or arrange for age-appropriate educational opportunities to the end that all of us know how to fulfill the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. And so as we think about go and make disciples, we know that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We know that's how we can do that. But this Holy Spirit empowerment works best in a life that's surrendered to Jesus. Now, Grace Church offers a significant number of disciple-making opportunities in and through which you and I are enabled to learn what we need to know so that we can help others know what we know. We have Sunday school for all ages. We have junior church for some of our youngest learners. We have family night for our little guys through our teens. We have Bible studies, small groups, 3-2-1 groups, for all ages and all stages of life. We have youth and children's ministries. We have vacation Bible school. We've done family fun nights and other things that are educational in nature. Now, in all of these discipleship opportunities, Akron Grace provides a safe environment. We actually have a PA, state, and insurance company safe environment for our children, for our teens, and for all of our leaders, and for you as well. Now, the only thing that's missing all of this is you. To be a student, so you might become even more fruitful for Jesus, we offer all of the opportunities that I've already noted. To be a teacher, a helper, or a guide, we just need to know that you're interested in that, and we will pull alongside you, help you get the experiences as well as the training you need to be able to make that happen in your life, and we will provide you with the opportunities to do that. Now, as we think about leaders that might be developed through our education here at the church, they're not just for our church. Now, we hope many of them will stay and serve here, but we recognize that some of our leaders will end up floating out through the world as missionaries and pastors and church workers wherever they land on the other side of career and moves. And some people are just going to find their place in corporate world, and they will be influencers of big business and corporate decisions as believers. And we also know that all of us are called to be alive for Jesus wherever we find ourselves, whether it's getting our hairs trimmed or buying our groceries or playing in our neighborhood. Now, if any of this makes sense for you, know you need to learn more, or you know that there's room for growth in your life, well, talk to us and we will help you find the place to get what you need. And if you're thinking, wow, I think I'd like to be part of that team, again, talk with us. We have a table out in the narthex with some of the information that you might want to need. Again, thank you for praying for us as we lead and serve the church. And Jeff, I think you're on next.
Good morning, Jeff Gaiman. I'm here to talk about the Finance Commission and what we do and our mission. Our mission is quite simple. We exist to support the other commissions in our church and to enable those commissions to do God's work through financing the activities and maintaining a budget and forecasting where the needs are. So I think our directive is closely related to what we're told in Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all whom live in it. And that's true. So we've been given our mission. It's there for us. We exist to serve is the bottom line for our commission. The characteristics of a commission member, to have a heart for stewardship. Someone that believes that you can make a difference through being a good steward, whether that's a good steward of church resources and finances, or a good steward of property. Able to work with other commissions. We do have interaction with other commissions. There's times when people have questions, and some of the commissions have ongoing needs, like helping hands. And, you know, we encounter sometimes issues, and we need just a little bit of common sense to resolve issues. The other thing that people think of, I believe, when you hear the word finance is complexity in numbers. And anyone whom knows me knows I'm not really complex, and it has to be simple for it to work. So we keep it simple, and I wanted to, because I have everyone's attention, I hope, I wanted to just say one thing. We have the bulletin every week, and in terms of simplicity, we have an off-the-shelf program, a QuickBooks program that we use for budgeting, forecasting, and financing. That program doesn't enable us to weight the different months as far as income and expenses. So if we want a monthly forecast, it divides everything by 12. It takes your whole number and divides it by 12. In this case, when we read the church's weekly finances and see a negative $25,000, that program divides everything by 52. It does not take into consideration that attendance is lower over the summer and that attendance and giving go up in the holiday season. We wish we could make it look like that, but we don't. So this looks worse than what it is, and we'll close this gap before the end of the year. What do? We work closely with the other commissions. We work on church projects. We've had a couple big church projects, the air conditioning, and it happened this year, but it started a really long time ago, about 4 years ago, when we began banking a little bit of money toward a capital fund every week and every month. We look at the budget as we go through the year, making sure that, you know, something doesn't sneak up and surprise us that we didn't expect. And every quarter we meet to review where we're at with the budget, any other church business. And I'll be more than happy to talk with anyone after the service. We do not have an artistic display. That's definitely not my gift. But we are accurate, we are dependable, and we welcome your questions. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Sue Davidson, and I'm here to talk about the Global Ministries Commission. This commission supports the mission of Akron Grace EC Church by overseeing the mobilization of the local body for local and global Great Commission and Great Commandment ministries. The Global Ministry Commission members are myself, Bonnie Eberly, Cheryl Heffley, Marsha Watson, and Pastor Les Cool. The responsibilities of the commission are determining support levels for current missionaries and support of new missionaries, and provide assistance to and support for adult, youth, and family work camps and ministry projects, overseeing ongoing church mission programs such as Mission Minded Kids, Missionary Prayer Partners, and Christmas in September, hosting events, meetings, training, and activities that build interest in local and global gospel ministries. This commission provides opportunities to go and serve as Jesus' hands, feet, and voice for short-term mission projects, local and global mission and work projects, assist area Great Commission ministries, youth and family work camps, and community outreach endeavors. The missionaries that our church supports, and there's a number of them, Tomo and Jessica Abbey, who are now living in France, serving as missionaries to Japanese expatriates. Jamie and Anita Farr. Jamie's a team leader of a mobilization team for the Children's Education Department for Wycliffe. Kurt and Nancy Graff work with Cafe 1040, where 85% of the world's unreachable live within this 1040 window. Ron and Brenda Anderson are our newest support missionaries, and they're missionaries at large in Europe, and they're director of field ministries overseeing church planting goals. Dan and Melinda Mowry. Dan assists Wycliffe in the work of video production. Bob and Bettina Schaefer, they serve as counselors for Life Ministry. Joe and Wendy Toy are with Open Air Ministries, sharing the gospel in the streets of Philadelphia and other areas. Brad and Maxine Waldman train children ministry teachers in the Caribbean. BJ and Rachel Whitaker are church planters in Alcora, Spain. Dan and Mary Lynn Wills serve with the Jar Center in North Carolina, providing logistical solutions to Bible translation. We also support mission organizations such as Short-Term Missions, House of His Creation, Water Street Ministries, Effort Area Social Services, Good Samaritan Shelter, Twin Pines, Hope International, and gain. Our last international trip took place last year in 2018, and they went to Trinidad. And our next international trip will take place in 2021, and that will be going to the Rift Academy in Kenya. I don't have a lot of information on that, but that's forthcoming as time goes on. Our commission welcomes new members, and anyone who is interested in serving on the Global Commission, please see me or any other member of our commission. And I'm going to end my speech here, reading Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." Thank you for supporting the Global Commission.
Good morning, I'm Jen Brubaker. I'm the Worship Commission Chair. Ephesians 1, 13 to 14, it says, "And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we could praise and glorify him." I love these verses and the reminder to us that we are made to praise and glorify God. As the Worship Commission Chair, this is my goal and desire to provide an environment that leads our church family to praise and glorify God. Our commission meets quarterly, and we discuss, brainstorm, pray, read scripture to help guide us to do just that. Worship Commission oversees the praise band, the organist, choir, nursery, worship night, sound system, ushers, planning with the pastors for their sermon series and any needs that they might have. We've had some changes in the past year to our commission that we're excited about. One of those is that Jen Teal and Becca Gaiman joined the praise band and has brought many great ideas and talent to the band. We have also been incorporating teens into the band as well because, well, let's be honest, they're our future, so we want them to experience the joy of leading worship. The band was also very excited to help carry out Pastor Andrew's worship night idea with the help of Andy Sell this past May, and we plan to hold another one in November. This was a great night to worship with many other people in our community. Another exciting change was the fellowship time between Sunday school and worship service each Sunday. This, we hope, has created a great time to connect with your church family, and for those serving as teachers, it has time to prepare for the worship service so they're not being rushed up after Sunday school. In all these things mentioned, we are always looking to God for guidance on how we can constantly be moving forward and creating a space for the Holy Spirit to move and work in our hearts and your hearts. We understand that worship is not just music and singing, but rather worship is our response to God and to who he is and how he loves us. This response can look many different ways on a Sunday morning worship service, but our goal as the Worship Commission is that you are leaving the sanctuary each Sunday and you continue to respond in worship every day as you live your life to glorify God. If this is your desire, please see me. I have Rice Krispie treats at my table, just saying. But I would love to talk to you about your ideas, your passion for worship. I also have a big paper out there that I have, what does worship mean to you? And I would really love for you to share with me what worship means to you. So thank you.
Hello, guys. I'm Renee Gaiman, and I am currently heading up the nominating commission this year for the 2020 elections. And we are looking for passionate people to serve in multiple positions throughout the church. And right now, we are looking to fill seven positions. And I'm just going to quickly highlight some of the scope of responsibilities that are for each of the ones that are going to be for this current election year. I encourage you to check out the display that is right outside of the narthex here. That table will actually be up for a couple weeks as we're looking to fill these positions. But if you have any questions after I just briefly highlight them, please come and see me, and we can certainly give you a more detailed understanding of what would be needed in that position. The first one is member at large. We're actually seeking two people who are looking to learn. This position is for you to learn alongside ministry council members about leadership and what that does look like here at Akron Grace. The second one is for ministry council vice chair, where you're going to work alongside the chair, which is currently Kelly, and just providing leadership to the ministry council, which is our governing body here at Akron Grace. Lay delegate, this person would serve as an Akron Grace representative to both the denomination and the district, and also give support as a support person for the pastoral staff. We are also looking for an alternate lay delegate to serve as an alternate representative and to help fill in that position. Assistant treasurer, just as it sounds, you're assisting the treasurer with providing accurate, detailed management of the church funds under the direction of the Finance Commission and Ministry Council. The last one is the discipleship chair. They oversee opportunities for the congregation to learn and grow in the faith. So again, that is just a brief little highlight of some of the what it might look like to serve in these current positions that are going to be open. If you have questions, again, there's detailed information out there. Please feel free to contact me, one of the pastors, Kelly and Jeff Sensnaker, also on the committee. I just want to end by echoing what Chrissy had said, the passion that she spoke with. And you don't have to wait to be asked. You know, if you feel as though you would be a good fit, or if you have a passion for anything that I just spoke about, please come see me. Okay, thank you.